Part 3, Chapter 6. A Home for Harbor Light. We needed a home for the Harbor Light. Where could we find land on this little island of Karaku to build the new radio station? Roland was able to visit with Prime Minister Blaze in his home in Karaku from time to time and discuss the plans for building the Harbor Light. Mr. Blaze was quite interested in the project and encouraged us in many ways. He suggested that Roland meet with two agriculture officers to find land so we would know which land was government land and which was private land. The two agriculture officers were very helpful. They showed Roland two possible government-owned land sites for the Harbor Light. One was in Harvey Vale, Ontario Bay, on the south side of the island. Roland liked that area because a great deal of marine activity was there, which fit the theme of the Harbor Light. Unfortunately, that land had more disadvantages than advantages. The other land was at Tarleton Point in Mount Pleasant, over the ridge from the main town of Hillsborough. The locals said this area was behind God's back. I guess they thought God did not care about them. The land looked like a good possibility for the Harbor Light. Private land was on the north side, but the government still had about 14 acres on the south side. It was wide, open country with road frontage, and the land sloped down to the sea, where the edge was a 10 to 20-foot cliff, but part was a sandy beach. It was good pasture land, sloping on down maybe 600 to 700 feet from the road to the water. A hill was at Tarleton Point at about 125 feet in elevation. Roland asked the agriculture officer about the hill, and he said it was government land as well. We went up to the top and walked around. It revealed breathtaking beauty. We could see all the way through the Grenadine Islands to the larger island of St. Vincent, about 60 miles to the north. What a sight! Looking the other way, we saw a beautiful panoramic view of the villages of Mount Pleasant and Grand Bay spread around the bay. Local neighborly advice was, deal with the government regarding land business, not private parties. They knew private parties could get us into family disputes, but the government advice should be more straightforward. We appreciated the advice. This could avoid problems with the land in the future. July 18, 1988. Roland met with the Prime Minister to show him the map of Tarleton Point and the parts he had marked off as the land we wanted for Harbor Light. The Prime Minister invited Roland to meet him and the men from the Ministry of Agriculture and Lands and go with him to inspect Mount Pleasant School renovations that afternoon, and then proceed to Tarleton Point to look at the land there. God was at work. When we went to Tarleton Point with Mr. Blaze that afternoon, a large black cloud was overhead, and it started to rain. But the Lord held the rain back long enough for the Prime Minister to see the land from the car, while Roland showed him a map. He told Mr. Blaze we would like to put the studio building or buildings on top of the hill with the transmitter building at the bottom and the antenna or antennas in the more level area. The Prime Minister asked the men from the Agriculture Department if that was all government land or crown land, and they said yes. He told Roland, you should be able to get a lease from the government for 66 years. Write up a proposal for the land you need and it can be presented to the cabinet. A few days later, we went out to the land where Roland did some measuring and put some stakes on top of the hill to mark where we would put the buildings. Roland talked to several men who mentioned the names of landowners in the area, and the name of Sidney Cayenne came up several times in relation to the hill. One of the men at the agriculture office in town called Roland into the office and introduced him to a man from the Lands and Surveys office in Grenada and explained what we were doing. A man who was in Carriacou for only a few hours said, "You don't need to talk to any more people. Just make an application to the lands office and ask for what you want. We have all the information about ownership of lands in the register there." He asked to go out to the site with Roland and ask more about our project. Roland explained that we wanted to build a Christian radio station. The man was pleased with the project. He said to Roland, "You should make application to the lands office, and I will personally research it for you. If you can get a letter of application ready for the Chief Technical Officer of Lands and Surveys in Grenada, I will take it with me on the plane at 5 o'clock, research it, and find out who owns what land at Tarleton Point." That had definitely been the week for land. We had found everyone, even the government officials, so very friendly, cooperative, and eager to help. The Lord was certainly opening the way before us. We knew people were praying for us and this project. Even the people at Gospel Hall in Grand Bay. God was working. We were supposed to find out more about the land on Monday, but Roland was not able to speak with the men at the lands office in Grenada by phone. Finally, after many tries, he succeeded in contacting him and was told they needed more time and to call him again on Thursday. We were not able to accomplish much toward the land that next week. The men in the lands office were not available. Much of their work takes them into the field. Also, it was regatta time in Carriacou, a sort of mixture of sailing week and carnival, although not as bad as carnival. They had sailing races with different classes of boats and some other interesting activities, such as donkey races, greased pole contests, coconut boat races, bicycle races, and tug of war. Meanwhile, we were told that a man from Grand Bay Village had gone to Tarleton Point to the land he controlled there and pulled up the stakes we had put on the top of the hill. He had made a complaint to the agriculture department. Roland went to him and confessed to putting the stakes there. When Roland asked him if he had the land documents, he said, "No, I do not have the land documents. The family has them, and they are overseas. But they own the land from the sea to the road, including the hill." Well, that answered our question about the hill at Tarleton Point. The Office of Lands and Surveys in Grenada confirmed that the hill was not available. August 1988. Still no progress on the land. The proposal request was before the Chief Technical Officer of the Lands and Surveys Office. He was currently on vacation, and no one else could do the job. While he waited on more information about the land, Roland sanded, primed, and painted the tower sections which were laid out on the hillside in the back of our yard. He worked on them each day between trips to the telephone office for business calls. We were not able to get a phone, so he had to go to the telephone office in town to make calls. The neighbor children were curious about what Roland was doing, and they came each day and sat on the retaining wall to watch him. I usually made popcorn each afternoon and shared some with them. They really enjoyed that. I planned to start a Bible club with the children, but the devil put a stop to that. When the local priest learned who we were and what we had come to do, he forbade the children to come to our house anymore. However, one 14-year-old boy, Leborn John, came often to visit with us. He enjoyed sitting in our living room and reading a Bible story book. We spoke to him about the Lord, and he was especially interested. When the Gospel Hall had special meetings, we invited him to go with us. He had never been to that side of the island, just 6 miles over the ridge. An invitation for salvation was given at the meeting, and he responded and gave his heart to Christ. He grew in the Lord as he studied our Bible correspondence courses after the Harbor Light went on the air. He became like a son to us and lived with us for a while. He later married a local Christian girl and eventually became an announcer on the air at the Harbor Light for a few years. Roland was in town one day when he had to shelter under a roof from a downpour of rain. He found himself there with another man who introduced himself as Mr. DeRocher. He was the new senator of Carriacou. He asked Roland, "Do you have land yet?" "We are waiting word from the lands office," Roland replied. "It is taking too long," Mr. DeRocher commented. "I will be at a meeting in Grenada next week, and I will speak for you." Don Lousy, our Christian lawyer in Grenada, paid us a visit. He gave Roland some good advice regarding steps to take after the land was approved. He said, "You will have to submit complete building plans to the LDCA, that's the Land Development Control Authority. I suggest you work through a Christian contractor in Grenada who is accustomed to working with the LDCA. Roland wrote the contractor and sent some preliminary drawings. A few days later, an article was in the newspaper about LDCA requirements, which said the land could not even be cleared until we have the building permit. That was the Lord's timing to give us information we needed. There continued to be delays in getting our land proposal to the cabinet. Roland wrote a letter to Dr. Bob Jones III in February 1989. Here is a special prayer request. Pray for the Lord to overcome the hindrances toward our getting the land needed for the station. The government is very cooperative and favorable, but there seems to be one delay after another. The man who was to present the land proposal to the cabinet became ill just before he planned to do so, and has been ill ever since then, about 2 months. We know that cannot stop the Lord from fulfilling his purposes, but he does work through prayer. 1 year ago, we asked folks to join us in a day of prayer for the government approval of the Harbor Light radio station, and in a few weeks, we received Grenada's okay. Now we need considered prayer again for the release of the land needed for the Harbor Light as we establish a beachhead in enemy territory. We realize anew that we are involved in spiritual warfare, so please pray. God was at work in spite of delays, even when we could not see progress. The permanent secretary of the Ministry of Agriculture and Lands gave Roland a message on the phone that she would be in Karakou and would like to see the land while here. She was quite well informed regarding the harbor light and seemed to be very influential. She came to Karakou a few days later, and we met her at the airport at 6 a.m. We met her again at noon and took her to Tarleton Point. She said she did not see any problem with our getting the land. Rowan asked if she had any idea when it would be presented to the cabinet, and she said it should be within 2 to 3 weeks and we should hear about it within a month. She said we would hear from her. We were praising the Lord. We were praying the Lord would protect all concerned from satanic attack. Before long, the Christian contractor from Grenada flew over to Karakou on the 6 a.m. flight just so he could look at our land and be able to advise us regarding construction. He said our engineers should draw up plans and he would put them through the LDCA. A great answer to prayer. He said, all I need to do is initial the plans and turn them in. They considered plans once a month in the order they are received. He had a good name with them. The Lord was still working. Rowan thought he would have to make many trips to St. George's in Grenada to talk to government officials and others, but the Lord brought them to Karakou instead. Better yet. March 2nd, 1989. Roland just happened, by the Lord's direction, to stop in at the agriculture office in Karakou. He had planned to wait until the next day, Friday, to see if there were any messages from the permanent secretary. When he asked about that, the receptionist said, no, there is no message from her. But by the way, the assistant to the lands office in Grenada is arriving in Karakou today and wants to see the land and determine the acreage. Roland later commented, after I picked up my teeth, reinserted them, dust and all, and was able to communicate again, I gained pertinent information concerning his arrival, how long he would be here, etc. Rowan met the assistant lands officer at the airport when he arrived. No one else was there to meet him, so he appreciated Rowan taking him where he needed to go. Rowan took him to the site at Mount Pleasant the next morning. He gave the assistant lands officer the Tarleton Point map and site plan, which he appreciated. He saw no problem with that site for Harbor Light. He said, I will make up the report on Monday, and the permanent secretary will present it to the cabinet the next day, March 7th, or on the 14th. When Roland drove the assistant lands officer to the airport that afternoon, he said, the permanent secretary is eager to see this settled very soon, and she's the one to contact government surveyors to come and survey the land. You'll probably get a long lease arrangement with an option to renew. Everyone who had heard of the Harbor Light of the Windwards asked us, how are you progressing? Our usual answer was, it's coming, slowly but surely. The length of time it was taking to get the land business settled was a testimony in itself. Now folks knew we were going through all the right channels to establish the Harbor Light. So we praise the Lord for taking His time to give us the land. We were praising the Lord for answering prayer regarding a discrepancy in the amount of land the cabinet first approved for the Harbor Light. Another request had to go to the cabinet for their okay for us to have 4.6 acres of land instead of the 2 acres they originally allowed. We soon received the official letter telling us the cabinet agreed that the arrangement required for the tower system and the office and studio buildings will be defined in a plan for an area not less than 4 acres. Praise the Lord. Without that amount of land, we could not have built the station. June 1989. We received word the cabinet had approved our land. After the government survey team came and surveyed and evaluated the land, the cabinet said we would be granted a lease for the land at Tarleton Point for 66 years. However, the chief lands officer did not agree. He said they never make up a lease for more than 33 years. Shortly after, we sent him a copy of the cabinet document stating the lease should be for 66 years. He became extremely ill and was unable to draw up the lease. His assistant was given the job of drawing it up, and he set it up for 66 years, as the cabinet had agreed. God has his ways of getting his will accomplished. All cabinet decisions had now been made concerning the land and the lease. We received another big answer to prayer when, on November 27, 1989, we received the final approval of the building plans by the Lands Development Control Authority. This was a giant step forward. We had one more step to go before we could begin building, as far as we knew. The preparation and signing of the lease agreement by the Governor General, the Queen's representative in Grenada. The lease was now in the hands of our Christian lawyer in Grenada. He looked it over and made sure everything was in order before turning it over to the office of the Governor General for his signature. The chief lands officer told us there would be no problem in getting the Governor General's signature because his wife was the Governor General's secretary and she would take care of everything. A few weeks after our lawyer presented the lease agreement to the office of the Governor General, the secretary called the lawyer back to correct some terms she thought needed to be changed. After making the correction she had suggested, he returned the document to her. Soon he received another call from her saying the lease was still not satisfactory. This happened several times until our Christian lawyer told us, "There is nothing wrong with that lease. I cannot do anything more to satisfy that lady. We must just leave it in God's hands and pray." We certainly did pray and asked our friends and supporters to pray with us. Does God answer prayer? Yes, He does. After many weeks, the lawyer received a call from the Governor General's secretary. "Why haven't you come to collect that lease for the harbor light?" she asked. "Is it ready? Has it been signed by the Governor General?" "Yes, come and get it." "Thank you, Lord. You are surely in control of all things. Harbor light has a home."